This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rishi Sunak will become Britain's first prime minister of color on Tuesday after he won the race to lead the Conservative Party, tasked with steering a deeply divided country through an economic downturn set to leave millions of people poorer. One of the wealthiest politicians in Westminster, Sunak, a 42-year-old, becomes the country's youngest leader in modern times and its third in less than 2 months as he takes over during one of the most turbulent eras in British political history. He replaces Liz Truss, who only lasted 44 days before she said she would resign, needing to restore stability to a country reeling from years of political and economic turmoil and seeking to lead a party that is fractured along ideological lines. The multimillionaire former hedge fund boss will be expected to make deep spending cuts to try to rebuild Britain's fiscal reputation, just as the country slides into one of the toughest downturns in decades, hit by the surging cost of energy and food. Airstrikes by Myanmar's military have killed more than 60 people, including singers and musicians, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
According to a rescue worker, the victims of the attack had been at an anniversary celebration of the Kachin ethnic minority's main political organization. The attack comes 3 days before Southeast Asian foreign ministers hold a special meeting in Indonesia to discuss the worsening situation in Myanmar. The number of casualties appear to be the most in a single air attack since the military seized power in February. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Western countries accused Russia on Monday of plotting to use a threat of a quote-unquote dirty bomb laced with nuclear material as a pretext for escalation in Ukraine, as Moscow evacuated civilians from a southern city in anticipation of a major battle, with Ukrainian forces advancing into Russian-occupied Kherson province. Top Russian officials phoned Western counterparts on Sunday and again on Monday to tell them Moscow suspected Kyiv of planning to use a so-called dirty bomb. In a joint statement, the foreign ministers of France, Britain, and the United States said they had all rejected the allegations and reaffirmed their support for Ukraine against Russia. In an overnight address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had said the Russian accusation was a sign Moscow was planning such an attack itself and would blame Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist government has survived two no-confidence votes prompted by opposition lawmakers to protest the use of a special constitutional power to force the budget bill through the National Assembly without a vote. The members of the leftist coalition and the far-right National Rally Party had filed two separate no-confidence motions. Only a minority of legislators approved both motions, far short of the 289 votes needed. Jury selection is underway in the criminal tax case against the Trump family business, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
While former President Trump is not on trial, his company is. Manhattan prosecutors say the Trump Organization helped top executives avoid income taxes on job perks. The company says it plays by the rules. Defense attorney William Brennan.
Let me guide you to boil it all down. It's a Clark variety tax case. That's how, you know, they should look at it. We should get a jury this week.
Trump calls the case a political witch hunt. His company's longtime executive, Alan Weisselberg, who pleaded guilty in August to taking more than $1.7 million worth of untaxed perks, is expected to be at the center of the trial, which could last at least 4 weeks. If convicted, the Trump Organization could be fined more than $1 million. Julie Walker, New York.
Recapping our top story, Rishi Sunak will become Britain's first prime minister of color on Tuesday after he won the race to lead the Conservative Party, tasked with steering a deeply divided country through an economic downturn set to leave millions of people poorer. One of the wealthiest politicians in Westminster, Sunak, a 42-year-old, will become the country's youngest leader in modern times and its third in less than 2 months as he takes over during one of the most turbulent eras in British political history. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.